It's a pinch. Yes, we're here to discuss all the things that everyone has as a topic when they're sat having a crap in the morning and they're thinking, I wonder what other people's views are on that. Well, you're going to get it here. This is a 5-minute podcast while you're nipping one off in the morning. And at the end of the podcast, you can wipe your ass and go to work. Hope you enjoy it. Joining me, I've got Patrice, I've got Adam, I've got Doc, and I've got Chuck. And today's subject, chaps, is blowing shit up. Discuss. I've no idea what we're going to talk about, but go ahead.
I can kick you off with me blowing myself up in a way. I have a bad relationship with electricity.
Okay.
I always think I can do electrical stuff, and I have no idea what I'm doing, and it usually results in something either smoking, blowing up, or catching fire. And one time it was actually, in a way myself. So I was helping my dad replace a washer dryer. We were getting a new washer dryer when I was a kid. And, I don't know how it is over there, but you know, over here we have a 220, circuit that dryers go into. And there was a cord that was on the old dryer. And it had this special sort of like 3-prong, thing with these screws that would screw into the back of the thing. And my dad didn't know if the new dryer was going to come with, you know, one of these cables. So he was out in the garage and he gives me the side with the 3 prongs and the 3 screws and puts it in one hand and he puts the plug in the other hand and he's like, take this into the laundry room and put it there. And he said, do not lose the screws. And all I could think was, okay, don't lose the screws. Don't lose the screws. You know, I don't want to screw this up. So I walked into the laundry room. There's water on the floor, you know, because we had taken out the washer. And the whole time when I was walking in, I was like, oh, I'm going to set it down on the washer dryer, right? I'll just set it on top like a shelf. Well, they weren't there. So smart me, you know, 12-year-old me looking around, where am I going to put this? Where am I going to put this? Oh, there's the plug in the wall, right? I could just hang it there. I'll just plug this end in and I'll hang the other, you know, raw bare wire end in. I plug it in. Boom! Huge explosion. My dad was in the garage. Literally, the door blew open on the circuit breaker. And he comes running in thinking that I'm dead. And I just was laughing. And I look over and I'm like, whoa, did you see that? So I don't know how I survived. I didn't even get burnt. My hand was completely black, just like soot black. Washed it off. I did not have a burn. I did not get electrocuted. I did not die. I think what happened was because the 3 prongs were together, it just created a loop and the whole thing short-circuited. But yeah, it basically blew up the circuit breaker in the house.
Don't you find, though, that if anyone tells you about the instance when they got an electric shock, it's a bit of a fucking spoiler alert because they're telling you the story. Oh, well, that's no fun, is it? You didn't fucking die. Spoiler alert.
Oh, my God. You know, Mueller Biker brought this up in the chat, and it's funny because senior year, we had this thing called senior pranks, and we would run around and do all kinds of various things you're not supposed to do in school because we knew we were on the way out of school. And we definitely went and took a bag of the old cow patties, and we put them in, and we wanted to put an M80 in the bag and then set it up and turn it to light right in front of the principal's door because he had an office inside the school and a door that led to the outside so he could walk out immediately to watch, you know, everyone go home from the little circle driveway or port corsair. And so we tried to be slick and we were going to put a bag of cow patties in the M80s and blow them up right in front of the principal's office. But the person who decided that they were going to be the one brave enough to do it was kind of a person that, you know, would rub people the wrong way from time to time. He was kind of we all liked him, but he was somewhat of a turd. So my friends decided to short fuse him. So he didn't know. This dummy goes over, puts the bag of crap down right in front of the principal door, lights the fuse, gets like not even a half a second turned around, and boom, whole body full of cow crap, M80 explosion. Like, lucky we didn't blow his hand off, but just the look on his face and just having cow crap everywhere. Principal comes out, he didn't even get a chance to run, and he's just standing there. And we almost got him not graduated, but we were able to talk the principal down because nothing was happening to the principal. Gary took it for the team.
Windroid in the chat room saying putting firecrackers inside cow shit is one of his ones in the past. And also co-worker accidentally used acetone instead of 2-stroke premix fuel in the lawnmower. It ran beefily before that exploded. I blew up. I was out with a couple of mates when I was at school, and we found a TV, an old TV. It was in a like a brown wooden boxy type thing, like the radio rentals kind of TVs that you used to get. And Darren somebody said that it would explode, and we're like, okay. So we all stood, and we were about 20 feet away, and he picks up this half house brick and throws it at this TV, goes straight through the screen, and there's this, it wasn't a bang, it was a pump. And then it everything just went up in like a huge cloud. And when it all came down, we were all like disco balls. Just completely covered from head to toe in like this spangly dust that was everywhere. Ugh. And it's just like your first thought when you're a kid is like, ah, this is cool. And after 2 minutes, you're kind of thinking, I've got to explain how this happened. What am I going to tell my mum and dad? Well, are we going to do a 10-minute podcast for people who've got? Yeah, we'll push two out each week. One 5-minute, one 10-minute for people who've got bowel troubles.
I got